The Mouse Family Robinson, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Andrew Sachs.
John Robinson and Mr. Brown were next-door neighbours. That is to say, they both lived under the kitchen floor, for John Robinson and Mr. Brown were house mice. John was a young chap. He was respectful towards his neighbour, who was very old, and always addressed him as Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, John knew, now lived alone, because his wife had been eaten by the cat. There came an evening when John's young wife, Janet, told him that he was to become a father for the first time. She was tearing up bits of newspaper to make a comfy nest. "Gosh," said John, "you mean you're going to have a baby?"
"Babies," said Janet.
"Oh, she has got fat lately, come to think of it," said John to himself.
"When?"
he asked.
"Very soon."
"Gosh, how many?"
"How do I know, you stupid mouse?" said Janet. "Now push off, do, and leave me in peace."
As John was hurrying under the kitchen floor, he met his neighbour coming back home.
"Oh, good evening, Mr. Brown," he said.
"Evening, John," said Mr. Brown. "How's life?"
"Wonderful," replied John. "I'm going to be a father."
"Oh, for the first time, eh?"
"Oh, yes. I believe you've had a large number of children, Mr. Brown, haven't you?"
"Oh, dozens, yeah. So many that I've gone and forgotten most of their names. My late wife and I used to rely on the alphabet."
"The alphabet?" said John.
Yeah. We start with A, Adam, let's say, or Alice, and keep going till you get to Z. That gives you 26 names."
"You mean you've had 26 children, Mr. Brown?"
78, actually, John. We went through the alphabet 3 times.
"Oh, gosh," said John.
"X's and Z's," said Mr. Brown, "are the hardest ones to put names to. But we managed. Why don't you try the same trick?"
I will, said John. "Thanks, Mr. Brown. That's a good idea."
The young mouse and his elderly neighbour chatted for a while, mainly about food. A nest under the kitchen floor, as both knew well, is the best place for mice to live. Those clumsy giants called humans were always dropping bits of food on the floor, and if a mouse was bold enough, there were lovely things to eat in the larder.